King. He's worthy. I tell you what, I'm not. I fall way short, but He's worthy. Amen. Just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 18, and we won't be long, but I tell you what, I've had just a thought, and I'd like to teach something to you tonight and just kind of let us realize that God's good. Amen. And we're going to start in chapter 18, verse 10. It said, two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, or extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. You know, I've read this thing many times, preacher, and this is the first time I really realize he called that old boy out. Doesn't that sound like the world religion now, buddy? It's all about me, and look at me and look what I'm doing, amen. And the old people that's shouting it out and loving the Word of God and the preaching of the Word of God, I tell you what, look, we're not like those people, amen. We like the lights. We like the programs. Hey, I talked to a dear friend of mine this week. Asked him about where he was going. I tell you what he said, buddy, their church is on fire. We having them saved every Sunday. I said, where are they at 30 days? He went, they're still here. I said, what about the lights? Or are you preaching? It's all about the gospel. I said, so what you tell me is they're not getting preaching then. They're just getting just a little sugar tits, what they're getting, amen. And this is what I told him. I said, brother, I said, look, I'd like to preach there one time and I won't get out of the Bible and you'll lose 75% of your people that's sitting there, amen. And I won't get out of the Bible. When you raise them up and you get them down the aisle and you repeat after me and you don't preach to them the whole counsel of God, you're lying to them. You're lying to them. This Pharisee here, buddy, he had it all going on in his mind. He had done arrived. He was so glad that he's not like other people. Even this publican pointed him out. Man, I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess, buddy. I'm going to tell you, he really liked himself. No doubt that publican was sitting there listening to that. And you know, Jesus tells us at the end this exactly about, look, when you come down to the house of God, you better humble yourself. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. Buddy, that Pharisee done pricked him to the heart. And he realized that, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm definitely not like that gentleman right there. But may I remind you, he knew who Jesus was. But smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. May I remind us tonight that we have not arrived either. When we come down to the house of God, we better make sure that we've humbled ourselves. I'm going to tell you what, when I look at my own life, you know what, I can't look at yours, you look at yourself. But when I put myself in light of the Scripture, it's pretty scary. Yes, sir. Sometimes I may need to get that old saying, like this publican, I'm going to just have to smoke my chest and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Keep yourself humble. And I realize that, look, sometimes it's not hard. It's hard to do. Because sometimes we may think in and ourselves that we've arrived. But I'll tell you what, when I look at the Scripture and realize that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, look at that old trial they brought him to, a sham trial. They lied about my Savior. They said, crucify him and let Barabbas go. They beat him. They scourged him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They ripped his garments off of his body. Spit upon him. Crucified him. Picture that. And you know, some of the things that we go through don't look all that bad, does it? You know, if we'll go ahead and humble ourselves in the sight of God and realize who we are, we're just a sinner, a saved sinner. We've not yet arrived. Preacher, I need preaching more than anybody here. If we were counting sins, past and present, I'd have the most. Every time I try to think good about myself, and I try, the Scriptures smites me. And then I have to just look down and smite my breast and say, Lord, be merciful to me because I'm a sinner. Man, oh man. My life has been nothing but blessings. But you know what? We can make it a curse sometimes if we let ourselves get brought up. You know, the Bible tells us that he must be lifted up. As a serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be. But sometimes we might think that we're better than what we really are when we're nothing but a sinner. We can be just like that old Pharisee there and gloat on some of the things that we've done, some of the accomplishments that we've accomplished. We tithe on all that we have. But when it's compared to the Scripture, it's pretty tough, isn't it? Be merciful to me, Lord, a sinner. Now, this is not a hoorah message tonight. It's a sobering message. It's been good for me. What are you going through tonight? You know, we get on our pity parties. We do. But when we think about what the Lord went through for us, it just won't stand up, will it? Keep yourself humble. You're not the only one going through trials. I know we have some of the finest ladies here, preacher. Good-looking girls looking for a husband. I know it's easy for you to get down because you look at the world and you look at some of these Pharisees out there that's got those husbands. Buddy, they got it going on. They got a big bank account. And you're sitting here and you're saying, what about me? But God said, humble yourself and keep yourself humble because you'll be lifted up one of these days. You going through troubles tonight? Be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. It's no more than what our Lord and Savior did. He paid it all for us. So I'm going to tell you what. My prayer tonight is, Appleby Baptist, that we keep ourselves humble so that the Lord don't have to humble us in the sight of the world. Amen? We have nothing to be proud about other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen? The only thing good about me tonight is one thing, and that's the Lord. You look close in my life, you'll find many things that, look, you know, that just don't line up. Be merciful to me. I thank God for being so good to me. I wanted to give a testimony tonight, and I'll go ahead and give it now. I thank God for being so good to me. Saved me, and He loved me in spite when I was unlovable, Ron. Gave me a good wife. Good daughter. Great son-in-law. Grandkids. A church home that I can call home. A pastor that'll preach to us. A pastor's wife that's a great example. Great examples of people that loves me in spite of me, my church family. You know what? We take for granted for that. I don't have a lot of family I don't have any really family that I fellowship with. You're my family. I have a brother and a sister. I saw them last night at Clear Springs. They come up. They talked. You're my brothers. Amen. And you're my sisters. That's my fleshly sister. And I've got a fleshly brother. But you're the real deal tonight. And I thank God for putting us together tonight. And giving us a place to where I can see. You know what? I'm nobody, but I love to see these young people growing up and still loving and serving the Lord. Amen. I've got two grandchildren that are growing up. May they see something from Pawpaw other than junk. Amen. Be merciful to me, a sinner. So we need to pray for one another. That we all realize that we're in this thing together. We're in the trenches together. And this world's not going to get better. I promise you it's going to get worse. 87,000 more tax people coming to get you. $70,000 and less, they're going to have 711 or 77,000 more audits. 711,000 more audits on people making less than $76,000 a year. If you don't think the devil's reigning, you see, that's just the iron. No, it's the devil. It's closing in. And one of these days, they'll be closing in worse than ever on the church of the living God. They're not going to worry about those mealy-mouthed churches out there. They're coming against these churches that preach the Word of God. Because you know what? It's that battle that we're in. Be humble, lest we stumble. And let's all pray together. God bless you tonight.